Welcome to Walking with Jesus, a devotional journey through books of the Bible from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. I'm Jason Van Bemmel. This is day 12 now of our Hebrews devotional series. We're in Hebrews chapter 3, looking at verses 7 through 19 again, and asking the question, how can we help one another find true rest? Now the scripture reading, Hebrews 3, 7 through 19. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts, as in the rebellion on the day of testing in the wilderness, where your fathers put me to the test and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore I was provoked with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart and have not known my ways. As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end. As it is said, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. For who were those who heard and yet rebelled? Was it not all those who left Egypt led by Moses? And with whom was he provoked for 40 years? Was it not those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who were disobedient? So we see that they were unable to enter because of unbelief. That's Hebrews 3, verses 7 through 19 in the English Standard Version. We need each other. The stereotypical American ideal of rugged individualism is a lie. The John Wayne lone cowboy hero who needs no one, relies on no one, serves no one, and stays with no one is not any kind of ideal to admire or strive to imitate. Recent studies have indicated a loneliness epidemic in America. A survey of 20,000 Americans found the average American is significantly lonely. This loneliness has a significant effect on our health, too, triggering type 2 diabetes and other problems. While Americans are lonely, we are also longing for community. We are not nearly as self-reliant as we pretend to be. We take our cues about morality, lifestyle, priorities, and values from those around us, those whom we admire and with whom we most closely identify. Why else are marketers so eager to target social media and bloggers? The interdependence is nothing new, nor is it just an accident. God created us for community. He said it is not good for man to be alone in Genesis 2:18. This was the only time God declared something in his creation as not good before the fall. God created a suitable companion for Adam and blessed them by commanding them to create more human life, to be fruitful and multiply, to fill the earth with people. In Hebrews, we discover how important community and relationships are if we are to persevere in faith and enter into God's rest in Christ. We are given a stern warning against unbelief in chapter 3, verse 12. Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart leading you to fall away from the living God. Then in verse 13, we're told how we can best guard against an evil, unbelieving heart. Quote, but exhort one another every day as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Close quote. Our hearts are prone to wander and prone to harden. Our sinful nature and the deceitful allurements of the world never stop lying to us and calling us away from the living God. Our sinful nature wants cheap substitutes for the real rest God offers in Christ, and the world is eager to offer them to us. Sometimes when I come home, I am really hungry, and Beth is cooking dinner, and I head over to the fridge or the pantry to see what I can grab quickly. I know a delicious, satisfying meal is coming, but I will reach for junk, tortilla chips and salsa, or a handful of almonds or two, rather than wait for the satisfaction I know I need and I know is coming soon. I need Beth to remind me, dinner will be ready soon. We need each other. When the world is calling and our sinful nature is itching to wander, we need to call each other back to our Lord and His promises. We need to exhort one another, hold on, rest is coming. Praying for each other, encouraging each other, holding one another accountable, and living life together are vital keys to keeping our hearts tender to the Lord as we persevere in faith toward the eternal, soul-satisfying rest of God.